another human. Oh my, there's no need to be scared. I won't hurt you, and I'm sorry if my appearance was sudden. I'm just glad to see another person in this shrine. My apologies. That must sound odd. You see, not many people visit this shrine anymore, or even know why it's here, other than the people in this neighborhood. Of course, I'm not surprised that you didn't know that this shrine existed. No one likes coming to this rundown area anyway. It does get awfully lonely around here. Really? You'll keep me company? Oh, how delightful! Are you sure I'm not keeping you from anything important? That's good. Here, why don't we have a seat by the wall of the Emma? Those poor wishes are so old by now. I hope at least some of them came true. Isn't that better? We can chat properly now. That's a good question. Why is this part of the city barren? Well, you know, as the years pass, people leave. They get older and they evolve. I believe the same can be said about places. This part of the city was once a small village, believe it or not. That village eventually grew and merged with a nearby village. And as time went on, things became more industrialized and a large city was formed. As a result of that, the people changed their focus from tradition to modernism. Temples, shrines, and fields were replaced by freeways, electrical plants, and skyscrapers. The development spread, but the last few residents of this area stood up and guarded the shrine. And then, fortunately, the modern folk understood the sentimental value of this old place, so they left it alone. But as a result, they stopped helping us completely. Now the only people who live here are the elderly from a forgotten period, and those rare youth who still value and believe in tradition. There's no need to be sorry. Look at it this way. There are positive things that came out of it. For example, this city is now far more diverse than it ever has been. I hear that many cultures flourish outside of these walls. Many different people get along and learn from each other, and even Kimono Mimi have started living here. Besides, there are still people like you out there in the world who are curious and willing to listen. Now you can tell the story to others too. I really do hope at least some of these Emma came true. I've watched so many of the little kids who wrote these all those years ago grow old. Some of them still live here, thankfully, even though so much time has passed. I remember coming here all the time with my little sister. We would read the wishes that people wrote down. My poor, poor little sister. My, it's okay. That's not a rude question to me. I appear as if I'm in my 20s, correct? I'm actually older than that. To be more exact, I died when I was 25 years old, and so I appear as such. I'm surprised you haven't noticed yet. I'm a ghost. Why are you so pale? Are you perhaps sick? Oh, you're scared, huh? Nothing like this has ever happened to you before. I told you not to worry. I'm a friendly spirit. To be honest, I'm glad this happened to me. Now I can watch over the shrine. I'm sure my little sister would be happy. Ah, you can ask. It's okay. You want to know what happened to her and how I died. For starters, she no longer lives. She's a ghost, just like I am. My death is actually linked with hers. She was such a sweet child. She was so cute and nice, but as we grew older, she became bitter towards me and everyone else. She would mutter words filled with hate and jealousy towards me. She was envious of my height, my figure, my popularity. She felt as if she were living in my shadow. She thought she was falling so far behind, but it wasn't something I was doing on purpose, and it definitely wasn't something I intended. Regardless of her hostility towards me, I still loved her. She was my sister, and I could understand why she felt the way she did. No, I never held anything against her. She died on her 18th birthday from what seemed like a mysterious illness. On that day, I promised to visit the shrine every day, so I could remember her. So I did for a while, but then one day, as I walked through the shrine, I heard her precious voice. At first I thought it was just my imagination, and that my grief was making me hear things that weren't there. Until I turned around and saw something that was, but at the same time, wasn't her. My sister. She had become an evil spirit that wanted to take revenge against me. That was when I felt the strangest sensation in my body. After that, I blacked out and suffered the same terrible illness she suffered. While she wanders the world free to do whatever she pleases as an evil spirit, I've been cursed to be stuck here, never to leave the shrine. I do wish I could see her again, even though my little sister despised me. I believe my spirit hasn't moved on, because I still have to make up with her. A part of me does wish I could leave the shrine, but I am glad I get to stay here and watch over it. If I wasn't trapped here by my little sister, I doubt anyone would protect the shrine. Well, I think I've kept you here long enough, haven't I? I really do appreciate your interest in the shrine and the history around it. Your company has made me a happy spirit today. No, there's no need to return to check up on me. But now you can go out into the world and tell others the forgotten story of the village and the shrine. Besides, I'm sure you won't be the last one to come here. There are several others out there who can feel the call of the shrine. I can feel it. No, thank you. I enjoyed our conversation. Maybe one day I'll transition fully, and we'll meet again in the afterlife. Goodbye, kind stranger.